It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 672.
What's happening, guys? What is going on? Happy Thursday, Arvo. I know that we're all in isolation, but it does feel like a Friday with a Good Friday tomorrow. You know, it feels like the eve of a long weekend, which it is, but I feel like the ISO has felt like a long week, like a week, the weekend all the time, right?
Yeah.
What about you?
In Melbourne, they do the Children's Hospital fundraiser. Will that be happening this year?
Ah, oh, God, 1.5 metres apart. Hope so. I mean, can you watch it on television? Does anyone... It probably had good ratings if it was on, the Good Friday appeal on TV. Definitely something Ben Fordham would know, working for Channel 9.
Well, I think it's a Channel 7 thing, for memory.
Channel 7.
But it's
Koshy,
always
more of a Koshy thing.
Yeah, a lot of novelty size checks. Has anyone experienced a novelty size check before? Anyone gotten one?
No.
We feel like George. Josh.
Oh yeah, what? Oh, we filmed one, didn't we? It wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't that big. It was sort of. It was probably what like just a double, a standard size.
Oh no! That was like that was
which
huge.
Is a big one. I'm thinking of the university when we went to...
yeah, that was big. Maybe he held it and they both held it and they shook hands and like were saying, can you put it into the other arm? It was quite big, Josh.
Didn't the guy fly from Perth with it?
Yeah, but so it would be like maybe A2 size, which is quite big, like the size of your MacBook or something. It was a great effort to fly that check from Perth. I mean, the thing is, they're all absolutely worthless. I mean, they're... It's not. You can't do anything with that. It'd just be annoying to have at your house.
Do you know what's annoying in general is checks. We actually we overpaid our credit card and they had to send us a check. Yeah. And so they sent us the check, and we then ING doesn't have any stores or what is it called? Branches.
Bank.
And so Bree dropped it off at Australia Post. Anyway, she was like, it's taking ages to clear. And then it said, check dishonor. And so she called up last night and they're like, oh, we'll look into it because of the public holidays and stuff. Yeah. You know, it might be a week or so before we find out anything more. I thought it was, and Bree was fine with it. She was like, oh, the lady was nice. But I was like, what if we needed the money? That would be really annoying.
How much did you overpay? Can I ask?
Like 800.
Wow, that is
a
big overpayment.
Yeah, it was like a lump sum type of thing.
Oh, yeah. God, that's
because
annoying.
Because things are not clear, right? Because you see it does that whole weird thing where it's like you've got shit that's pending and you don't want to fucking underdo it, you know, all that sort of shit.
Dude, I reckon it's definitely a tactic by the credit card companies. Just like, I mean, they probably can't, they're not being dishonest, but they're just like, the way it reads. I had a credit card that I was so confused about how much cash I had on it. Didn't stop me spending, though. I'll tell you that much until I got rid of it. Hey, I think we need to do a PSA, public service announcement, leading into the long weekend. Some say I blew me load. Some say I went too early. Amy definitely says that, but also Mr. 97 to Jordan Michaelides on our Instagram account because I went and got my alcohol for tomorrow.
Oh, this is because outrageous. This is a vodka. I've seen this at a Mexican restaurant before. Oh, no, tequila.
Tequila.
Yes. You were right in the Mexican. You would have seen it there.
I just fucked the...
The tequila, different substance. Russian, Mexican. But, mate, get down because bottle shops are closed tomorrow. Shannon was onto it. True. I was onto it. Mm. They're done. They're closed. Good Friday is that... You know, the day that everyone becomes Catholic and eats fish. Yeah. Or you don't, you push back on it massively. I mean, George Pell will be sort of getting around fish, won't he?
I used to go to the fish and chip shop every Good Friday. Although, my favourite thing at the fish and chip shop was a lamb souvlaki. So, mum and dad would sort of go the fish.
What sauce?
And I would, garlic, obviously.
Yeah. That's good. So have you guys are you equipped? Are you ready for tomorrow?
Well, we're doing that tonight. Bree's been putting everything in the calendar. I got so many, So she was asking me all these questions maybe 3 nights ago, saying, hey, do you want to do this on this night? And it's like so far away. I'm like, yeah, sure. It's like, what about this on this morning? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. And then but what I didn't realize was every single time I said yes, she was putting it into the calendar. And so I've gone to my inbox and it's actually unusable. I'm like, I actually can't use my inbox. All these calendar invites, they're great, but it's just, it's too overwhelming. But one of the things Thursday night, she was predicting this very thing. And the wine that we like is at like one of those sort of boutique bottle-os, not at the Dan Murphy's below us. Yeah. And so we're doing that straight after the show.
Mate, that is genius. Genius. Hey, also, Josh, do you, I could imagine you getting around this. I saw an article posted today. It turns out a lot of people are dobbing on other gronks for being out and about. I know I had the tanty about people still being out and about, but there's now like it's in masses, Victorians are dobbing in people to the police.
Well, this is the thing. I think your focus is slightly out. It's very minor, but solid eye focus. Yeah, beautiful.
You happy with that, baby?
So I wouldn't do it because I think potentially I am the person who is doing things that potentially could be on that risky business. Because when I was taking the photos, is this considered exercise? It then actually got to another level this morning where there was a car accident. Have I told this story already on the show or no?
No. I saw a car accident, yeah.
And it was there was a bunch of the police, fire, ambulance. And so I used to work at the fire brigade in the media department. So I was like, got right into it and started taking all these photos. And Bree thought it was a little distasteful. I think they weren't using the jaws of life or anything. It looked all pretty calm. But what do we think? Is it okay to take photos of a car accident?
Was anyone injured? Was there anyone sort of like looking upset, distraught, pissed, feeling like they could be coming down with a cold, thinking they got coronavirus and they rammed up the arse of somebody else?
Well, maybe. Was there anyone like that? Maybe there was a fatality. But the thing like... I don't know what the concern is of taking. Like, I understand people's privacy, but I felt like in this moment it was a interesting piece of drama that I think people would find engaging. And Bree sort of said that it was she worried that it changed the tone of my overall photo project into something a bit too dark.
Well, I mean, maybe you've needed to with the little likes that you flagged that you were getting and almost willing to pull the pin on it. It could have revitalized it. I said break it up with a TikTok native to the platform. But no, I think just put artist in front of everything like as the excuse and you get away with it. You're an artist. I'm capturing real emotions.
Yeah. Well, I said I'm... You know me. I got onto, you know, how I can get a bit grandiose and... The argument only lasted for like 30 seconds, but during that time I did say, I am media, which she pushed back on. She doesn't think that I'm media, which I stood by our iVisa from the US who says we are in fact media.
Yeah, mate, we're media and you're Mr. Media. This is a big media company. Mate, you can't, if we've got a business with the word media in it, We're not media. Chefs, bro. We're media.
On YouTube, Grace is saying she gets fish. She's got her fish. She said her extended family is religious, so that's why, kind of in honor of her grandparents who were very religious. Tradition, do you guys have, George, do you have any sort of Easter traditions?
None, apart from maybe an Easter. Last year we did an Easter egg hunt just around the house, which was fun. So we'll probably do that again.
Yeah,
you just like.
I mean, how many dogs will be hospitalized this year based on getting out early and smashing the Easter egg hunt? Like, why? If anyone's equipped to do an Easter egg hunt, it's a dog because they sniff it out. I'm sure my dog has got into some chocolate that was hidden for an Easter egg hunt when I was a kid. Surely. The Greeks at the end of our street used to do a slam spit, like, the one, you know, sort of one time a year, get it out, get it popping, get that spit turning.
What about you, Sevs? Oh, what's happened with Sevs? We've lost his audio. Oh, this is a nightmare. And you're too quiet, George. Sevs, do you want to jump out and back in?
It's all happening.
No, why can't you?
But Gemma said that Mum grew up Catholic but isn't hugely religious. Dad is an atheist and I'm agnostic, but we still just do seafood on Good Friday, which is, it's funny how, I mean, it's the same with Christmas, I guess. The amount of people that don't believe in Jesus but celebrate Christmas. It's a Catholic holiday, right? Or it's
Harmless tradition. Saves, what were you saying? What are you?
We don't have any traditions. We're just, I mean, I feel like it's just normal. We don't do anything different than just a normal day or normal weekend. So maybe any, a bit of chocolate.
So you have chocolate or you don't? What were you saying?
No, we have a bit of chocolate.
Okay. What brand?
It's probably going to be like Whittaker's chocolate, like just some salted caramel or something like that.
Mm-hmm. We should have asked Harps if he was going to do an Easter egg hunt. I mean, most likely no. I mean, most likely he hasn't had chocolate in years.
He definitely beat himself up if he did. go on.
I went to get eggs today. Like, I went to do a shopping. Like, I couldn't I reckon if we got locked down for 3 weeks and I didn't have to leave the house, for some reason, I've just done a shitload of shopping. At the same time, we got a food delivery, one of those dinnerly things, or the box of fresh food, and I'm equipped. But the one thing, I was looking for chocolate eggs, Easter eggs, not a huge supply.
Really?
I reckon they've kind of been sort of, unless you're a chocolate shop, Coles weren't really rocking that many. I think if there was a heap, there would be a whole section in the chocolate aisle.
I find that very surprising because I saw a lot the other day.
Maybe people got them when they locked themselves down, went into isolation. It's like thinking ahead. So, I mean, yeah.
So what's the biggest, TJ, what's your biggest holiday then that you celebrate every year?
Oh, mate, you know me. I'm Australia Day guy. I'm joking. That's an absolute joke. I haven't celebrated Australia Day in 6 months. No, not a bit.
Which doesn't make sense. Doesn't
make sense. Yeah. Close.
I was going to say 6 years. What do I celebrate? I mean, Christmas is the time out of all of them where it's almost like, we get together, do the family thing, do Amy's family thing. Mm-hmm. And it means a bit more when there's kids involved. It starts to sort of become a bit more dynamic. But that is the biggest for me. There's no other holiday, Labor Day. I like Easter though. Easter's a great time because it is cool weather.
Yeah.
It depends on where you are in the world. It seems like Shannon was saying that last week I was by the fire on a Friday night drinks and she was in the pool at one point up in Queensland. So it's very different. But in Victoria, the surf's amazing this time of year. Sucks because you can't be surfing. It's known Easter, the Rip Curl Pro's on. So we used to go away for Easter and go surfing and then be the chocolate. So I did like it when I was younger. I mean, I'm really looking forward to a long weekend with the family being home and Bodie being old enough and like getting alcohol, getting food. I felt like it's, you know, really leaning into that sort of ISO life. Don't you think? Like, it's something nice about it.
Well, I caught you saying, oh, I feel fat, which I've never heard you really say. And so maybe, you know, embracing that ISO life also sort of makes you a little bit depressed.
Well, no, but yes and no. Yes being it's very easy, like you said. Or like Craig said, if you don't have rules or you're not sort of dialing in what you're doing, you could easily blow out. But I think you said, Josh, this is the most exercise you've done, almost sort of consistent. You're doing your walk, you're dancing. It is an opportunity. And I was skipping today. I did a quick 15, 20 minute plus a walk this morning.
Did you ever think that you would ever say, you know, you've done your walk, you're dancing without making fun of me? Because I think that's a bit of personal growth that you've just had. Is it? Is
yeah,
that, is
you know,
it?
Like...
You know, you're walking, dancing...
I get bored of my own fucking jokes and bullying, right? I get sick of it. I'm over it, right?
The Gronks on chat are blowing up in regards to the egg stuff. A lot of things happening. Russ says, I've got the Hey Tiger eggs ready for my loved ones and doing a hunt for the kids with a bunch of Lint eggs. Give the Povo ones to the kids. But Lint is still a good brand. Not a huge range, Shannon means. Emma was saying that there's a heap at Big W. And
Casey says to check the toilet paper aisle because they've replaced the toilet paper with Easter chocolates.
And Russ reckons Woolies were marking down all their eggs today.
Yeah, I saw that.
That is, really? Well, it is this weekend. Yeah. Sunday is the day you do special. The hunt, right? Easter Sunday.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Easter Sunday, yeah.
I had a Ferrero egg the other night. That was delicious.
Really?
Anyone
really?
Get their hands on those. So good. Tastes like Ferrero Rocher, but egg form.
Why did you have one?
Just Hannah just had them in the house. So,
great.
Little
like
little
a big, nibble. What's the size?
Just egg, like just slightly bigger than a Cadbury egg, I reckon.
Okay.
But they're delicious.
If you weren't sort of, if you don't get around the sort of religious aspect of Easter, it is also coincides, Easter Sunday coincides with the first full moon, which is interesting.
The moon was going crazy.
Did you see those pictures this morning?
Well, I tried. The annoying thing is, what is it? There's a few areas that I really suck at when it comes to photography. One of them is landscape, the other's architecture, and the moon. If I take a photo of a moon, you have to fucking zoom into it so many times. Like, it's very, very hard to get a good photo of a moon.
Yeah, what's amazing
is... I tried this morning on my phone, didn't work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, we're all professionals and we still get our phone out to try. We just hope that Apple have done something to the camera.
Well, it's Samsung. Kind of. That's the only thing. Like, the only reason to have a Samsung is for the, you know, once every long there's a full moon and you want to zoom in. They've been promoting that.
So we've missed the moon, which was April 7th. That's 20 appearing opposite the sun. It's like a super moon. So we've missed it. So if you've seen the moon in the last couple of days,
if you didn't use my lunar calendar as a some sort of cake holder, whatever it was in the office, then we'd know.
Dessert, that mate. I tell
that
you,
was
just
last
on,
year, wasn't
on
it though.
Yeah. Okay. We don't ruin a good bit.
Oh. Yeah.
Next time you try and do a bit of gear, I'm going to slam it down with some.
I'm really annoyed because I did a whole bunch of cooking for this stuff, and I used a spice mix that is like a chili con carne flavor pre-mix, which tasted amazing, but there's definitely something in it, and I've narrowed it down. It's upsetting me tum tum.
Oh no!
It's no good.
What's it doing?
I could imagine this is what it would be like if you couldn't have like fruit. Like fructose messed up your tummy. Like, it's not the end of the world, but it's just, it's a bit like, you almost feel you like you get shit. A bit more liquid in your mouth. No, not even that. Not even that. Not even like it wants
well,
to come out.
Well, that's George's life that's hack. George he shits it, a lot. Yeah.
Like, I feel like I feel like this is what onion, people who don't like onion, just an upset tummy.
FODMAP, anyone that's FODMAPping.
Yeah.
Any
yeah,
FODMAPers exactly. in the comments? Leave it in the chat. Yeah. We'd love to know.
Shannon said she's taking photos of the moon through a telescope.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, wow.
I would love a telescope.
Yeah, you'd get behind it.
Yeah, definitely.
I was, sorry, just as I digress from the food, I want to come back to that and find out what you babies can't handle. There's a guy at St Kilda Beach last year during the day had a telescope there. I'm like, this guy's cooked. What are you looking at? Who are you perving on, you absolute gronk? And he was charging people $10 a go. And it was a telescope where you could look directly into the sun.
Oh.
And you could see fireballs and, like, I didn't pay, but I read the description and it sounded great, but I didn't have cash.
Just a YouTube video of fire. He's just rigged up just a YouTube video of fire.
Yeah.
A little
amazing. That would be amazing. No, but is there anything that gets you all a little tum-tum going, JJ? Like, because I've always, it's funny, I've kind of felt a bit proud, like nothing really gets me, guys. Milk. Mm-hmm. I'm not the guy that gets affected by milk. I'm not. But this has got me, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Oh, look. If I there was a real combination, which was this this Mexican dish at a cafe, along with a chocolate milkshake they used to have. Which, if I had that, I would shit my pants within about half an hour. So we had to finish the meal on a Saturday, and Bri understood we had to go home.
But you still, how many times did you have it?
Probably a dozen. It used to be our go-to. We'd do the 1,000 steps. And then we would, on the way home, we'd go to a place called Fairfield. And there's a place called 19 Pounds or something there, the cafe.
So that's what you'd lose each time you ate it.
Yeah, this, yeah, exactly. It was, and so that was one thing. I think baked eggs as well, you know, it can be a bit rich. But I'm really glad that we're covering this. Anything that sort of makes your tum-tum a bit sore, George?
Well, this morning we had a little bacon egg McMuffin that didn't sit well.
Mm-hmm. Didn't
from Macca's? Nah, it didn't really.
Why?
But I just felt a bit yuck in the tummy.
You didn't use the office toilet, did you? For 2 months?
No, I didn't. No.
You sure? If you're taking shits while we're not there, yeah, you know the rules about the office toilet. No twos, yeah.
I've done two.
Okay, that's all right.
Russ has said he's been buying the FODMAP bread from Baker's Delight.
Why?
And Alexandra,
it's easy on the tum-tum. That's what Russ said.
No spitty bum on the FODMAP.
No spitty bum.
Yeah. I think I used to be pretty good at handling chili, but now it's not sitting as well with me. But what I was going to say earlier, you reminded me, Tommy, my Dinnerly box got stolen this morning.
Oh, you poor bastard.
Oh. How annoying is that?
Absolute poor bugger.
And so what was in there?
We had like three meals for four people.
You didn't pay for it though.
Yeah, actually did. This is the first one.
Oh, you actually paid for it.
It was 80
bucks.
Oh,
mate.
Yeah.
Oh, that is very disappointing.
It's happening a lot though, to be honest. Like on our Facebook group, because like with everything that's happening, they've, you know how like apartments are funny about what you can do. They don't let you put any flyers up in the lift. They did do one after all this corona stuff was happening, where they were saying, hey, join the Facebook group, which when my internet went down on Saturday, I was sort of, my first ever post, I think, was one of the most popular posts ever on the Facebook group. It was all around, hey guys, the internet's down, and keeping people updated. But there's been, in the last 2 days, someone had their the cage broken into and shit stolen. But then also, we're being told, do not get anything left in the foyer if things are getting delivered, because it will get stolen.
God, I mean, this is a sting operation if I've ever heard one. Like, I mean, how can we get a camera down there? This is the building has to do it. But for you, George, what's your entrance look like? Is it just a big apartment block?
Yeah, it's like townhouses next to each other, essentially. So it was literally just left on the doorstep. And it got delivered at 1:25 this morning. And they took a photo of it saying it's been delivered, you know, all good. And then I was just like, where is it? And so my sister did the same thing as you just posted on the Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing much, just said, like, basically pretty low to do that. Please return it. That's not going to happen.
Nah. What do you do? Can you get discount? Can you get refunds from these businesses? Surely not. Surely they're just like...
Yeah, I don't know. I emailed them, but I'm assuming that it would just be, nah, sorry, we left it there at one.
Yeah. If it's the first time you've actually ever paid, because you've been using all these free trial sort of loopholes.
It was also my last box, because I cancelled my subscription, but I didn't cancel it late enough.
Mm-hmm.
So... it was like, okay, well, you can cancel after this Thursday. And then, so maybe it's karma. I don't know.
I think it's I think it's harder now with Uber Eats to complain about food being cold. Bree was very trigger happy about 3 months ago, where a heap of things went wrong. Like the wrong food, you know, like you get onion rings and then there's no sauce. What's the fucking point of the onion rings? And so, but anyway, her account got banned because she put in too many complaints. And so now we have to do all of our Uber Eats orders through my account.
So you can complain.
Yeah. Yeah. No, well, we've just backed off because Bree said, they've missed out on this thing. And I'm like, I actually think it probably will impact the cafe as well. And so if it's just fucking a big business, we're fine. But if it's the person who's struggling to keep the doors open because no one's in their cafe, it seems a bit mean.
It is the biggest first world problem, complaining that your food that got delivered rapidly is now cold. Don't you think? Like in these times, I've tried.
Well, shouldn't the thing is like it's the but normally it's to be honest, it's around other things. The sauces is a big one. How have we not like sauces not being included in takeaway has happened since 1997 with sweet and sour sauce at Macca's. How the fuck are we still missing this?
Yeah. What, that they're still charging? How are they charging? Have they got this under our nose?
How are they still forgetting to put it in the fucking bag?
Oh, I see. Yeah,
yeah.
Like how often do you go to a drive-thru and before you go through, like before you actually drive off, you check your bag?
Never.
Okay. When was Casey the last said time you went to a drive-thru? Sorry,
Jenkins. Casey on the live is saying, I'm thinking about getting a smart doorbell for this exact reason. Mm-hmm. Like what's happening to you, George?
It's hard for apartments though, because you can't really, like if everyone brings their own smart doorbell, it'll be an absolute nightmare.
Just all,
100 doorbells.
It'll be I was just going to say that it's like all the Gronks who are leasing or renting out their apartments on Airbnb and they've got the locks attached just to some random thing. Like in New York, you see in LA, they're just huge sort of things of locks on different poles and random bits. But they've banned Airbnb in New South Wales. That is phenomenal. Mm. I mean, most people wouldn't realize that New York it's illegal to have Airbnb there. I stayed there and didn't even realize that. I was there.
What, they banned it for good or just during this time?
Done. They've made it illegal to Airbnb forever. Your place in New South Wales. Oh,
really?
Look, forever? I think it's just during this time.
I saw it saying it was made illegal, which I thought just would have pushed it beyond this time. Surely. I was blown away. I might not made illegal in New South Wales. This is 2 days ago. Mm. You saw this. You saw the headline saying it was illegal.
Yeah, I saw that. But I didn't realise that it was ongoing.
Oh, so staying in Airbnb in New South Wales has been declared an illegal act, Fairfax Media reported today. But a spokesperson for regulation said the reports that it is illegal to stay in short-term rental accommodation was incorrect. Fairfax. Fake news. Yeah. There is no ban or on any kind of accommodation.
Butterbean says, you're wrong, Tommy, which is the only thing I'll ever read out of Butterbean's again, just because he's throwing shade at you, which is something that's a bit of a difference. Lyndon, I'm enjoying how Lyndon's got an optimistic spin on life, because he said, I worked in a quick service restaurant in high school and items were missed all the time at the drive-thru. I love that he's called a fast food joint a quick service restaurant.
Yeah,
is that just were you just not are you describing McDonald's, Lyndon, or is there a difference?
Oh, I was waiting for Lyndon to get back to us.
Yeah,
he's not here. I tell you what, Ramble is here. Ramble Campbell. He's there. He is. And he's trying so hard, guys. I hear him, his lips move. It's him speaking in the background without, you know when someone says something and you start moving your lips like what they're meant to be saying? That's what he's doing. He's resisting the effort. Can we just have a look at it?
Yeah,
look at this. He's resisting speaking so hard. It's actually very...
1.5.
Look at you. Oh, my God. Mate, 1.5. Get the 1.5, bro.
Oh, my God.
Jesus,
this is why you can't come
out. Get out. he's working on some little Instagram promos for our Friday night drinks. Uh-huh. And he's going to have a bit of initiative where he wants people to send through selfies with their drink at their laptop. And he's going to create a really great sort of stylized montage in our highlights on the Daily Talk Show's Instagram.
I just had had a thought. This is I feel like this would be very relevant for 97. Okay, here's a bit of a what's it called?
Here's a banana and here's a condom.
No, it's a scenario. So if you had to take your new partner to a first family event, right?
If you had a new partner.
If you had a new partner and you take them to a family event, you had to pick one thing, one event for the year that you take them to. You want to leave a good impression. You want to look like your fucking your family's not completely tweaked like all of our families are. which event are you taking the person to?
I mean, the only event that we really it's pretty much only Christmas that we properly celebrate. So I think that'd be nice.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice.
That's nice.
That's nice.
What could they expect? What could? What could a lovely person? I know we get trolled for saying lady, or we get trolled for assuming that your sexuality has to be hetero, Mr. 97. So, what would a partner could expect at a Mr. 97 family Christmas?
A present. a little present opening in the morning, and then
good food.
Breakfast good food. And a nice maybe chicken or something like that for lunch.
Are you guys an under or over caterers, do you think, for events?
Usually probably over caterers. Just because there's a lot. I mean, when we go to family and friends, everyone's brought stuff, and so we always end up bringing stuff home. So I don't know if that just means that our food's not as good, but we always end up with our stuff coming back.
You're not making your which nachos.
It's
you should help me nachos. It's the 97 it's good. Special.
Yeah.
With fucking quinoa. If I ever have quinoa again in nachos, kill me. Quinoa.
There was also sweet potato and carrot and a bit of pumpkin.
No, the quinoa got me.
It's an absolute
nightmare. There's sand in the fucking... Someone's put sand in the nachos.
What I appreciate is that you put up with it and you didn't pull a horrendous face during the episode.
Yeah, well, I wasn't... So. Yeah, we were still getting to know you, right?
Yeah. You were still working for free at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now on the payroll, we just go hard. Yeah. It's paid abuse nowadays, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, there was always families. I remember, the families that would do epic Christmases and shit like that. And now having a family, it is really a choice to put on that. It's a lot of effort, though. I mean, I feel like I'm more tired than ever. And so to sort of sum up the courage to do those kind of things for a family and lots of people, it's a big deal. You take it so for granted when you just rock up to a Christmas, you're like, fuck yeah, let's do this. Mm-hmm. Drinking beers and shit, eating great food. But people work their ass off. Tonight, I think we're going to camp in the backyard and have a fire.
Sick.
And
oh, great.
And watch a movie in the tent with Bodhi.
Oh, that's cute. That. How are you going to watch the movie?
On my laptop.
Are you going to charge it? I feel like you're the type of Gronk to forget to charge it and only get to watch half.
Dad's got to run a bloody power cord.
That'd be a good idea.
I'll get a board out there. I'll get my phone charged.
What about the mini projectors? You know, I feel like I'm always getting pushed on Instagram, those mini projectors that you put at your bed so you can watch, you can connect your phone up.
For your phone, is it just the most... Oh, it goes to the roof?
Yeah, it's great. So you can look up and watch it. I've been thinking about getting one.
No.
I'll just watch George's highlights packages as I go.
You definitely don't need one.
It could be an extension to the audiobook.
Just that sedentary life, just no movement.
I'm in bed.
Well, you know, it'd actually be all right. You wouldn't have the same problem as you wouldn't have blue light problem or screen problems.
Well, yeah, you would because you're just looking.
Because you're looking at the roof.
But with a,
you're just looking at a wall with light
with a projection on it. You think
I
that's
think it'd
okay?
be okay. I think it'd be okay. way different than a backlit.
Grace is outraged by the quinoa and nachos. Quinoa and nachos? What? That's ridiculous. I agree. That is ridiculous.
God, it must have hit you in the soft spot, Josh, or the sore spot, because it I can't really remember them. I remember them being healthy.
I don't even think that there was. I think that he nearly didn't even put. I think near the end he's like, oh, I've got to add some cheese. I'm like, what the fuck? That's the dish. Like, how did you forget?
Better.
It's like making bacon and eggs and being like, oh, fuck, I'll just quickly just got to add the eggs. Like, it was, yeah, it was a deconstructed, I don't know what it was. It was sort of like some healthy hipster trying to, make something a bit naughty. But I think that you just need to lean in. It's like the time I made chocolate mousse with avocado. It just ruined four avocados. It tasted like shit. Just eat the actual chocolate mousse.
Expensive. Shannon says she's got one of those things, Josh, that you want, projectors.
The projectors.
Oh, really?
Says it's horrible.
Really? She's, I feel like it's the same thing. As I want to get a slicer for the onion because I'm in charge of all onion cutting at home now, which, whatever, I'm happy to do, and I do in bulk. But it would be nice just having a ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, like a almost one of those butcher sort of like what's
is
it called?
They call it a mandolin.
A mandolin.
Are they the
slices the meat?
One of those.
Sounds like a house developer. Mandolin. Mandolin homes.
Mandolin. Like an instrument.
What?
Yeah.
I think it's mandolin. I know what you're saying, mandolin homes.
Mason, I know what you're saying. It looks like a piece slicer. Of Tupperware. And it's on top. You can slice it. Goes into a sort of box.
Yeah, Casey says a mandolin. Yeah. You nailed it.
You get them off the TV. There's like infomercials for them all the time.
What happened to Danos Direct? Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know. I don't know.
I guess Wish.com is the new is the new Danos Direct.
That is so true.
They just after the Today Show and stuff, it's just on all the time. Mm-hmm. You can get a lot of stuff.
And so, George. If you're not, are you going to do anything for Easter then, or are you just going to treat it like a normal day?
I don't think so. Just going to be chilling at home, I think, because I just like the last few years I've been working at Blues Fest, but that's been cancelled. So I'm actually pumped to just chill and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Do you guys feel like you get up early in the morning when it's, you know, your public holiday or your chill, or do you like early or late? What do you find? Earlier.
It's you get up early on the weekends, public holidays, most do you?
Yeah,
I reckon. Yeah.
Well, we have an alarm system that has a heartbeat, and so that's tough. Like he's either up at 6:37, mm-hmm. or if we're lucky 7:30, but within that hour. Yeah. So then it is up.
Interesting.
Yeah. Then you're
up. All right. Lara's just said she's sliced her thumb. Oh. On one of the mandolins, ended up in ER.
Oh, that's what I'm worried about the onions, to be honest.
Yeah, you would do that.
Josh, oh, Russ careful. Has got a great... Russ says throw them in the Nutribullet. Give them a little pulse.
Smoothie, a little...
Blend them up.
Yeah, just... I've done that.
No, you don't want...
Just a tiny bit. It'll dice it. If you pulse it, it'll dice
Russ
it.
Russ is on Jordan Michaelides' diet.
That's lazy central.
yeah, he's making onion soup. No, but I actually, I've told this story before, but the first time I ever tried to do a shredded beef, I cooked it and I don't think I left it in long enough. And so it was still hard. And so I used a blender stick to blend it. And then it went into a baby sort of mush, like baby food mush. And so then I got a pan, heated it up and smeared the pan to try and get it crispy like gyros. It was the most disgusting thing. I've ever eaten.
God.
You ate it.
Well, we bought the whole thing, right? Yeah. It was the same.
Just one last before we go. Make sure you get down to your bottle shop because, mm-hmm.
Jamie Oliver.
They're going to be closed. Yeah, I bought this. This is like a cocktail shaker. Okay. You know, like they sell them as like
that's
the...
That's nice.
They say the professionals use the one that's just like a metal cup with a glass in it.
That's nice.
Joe, it's happening.
It's nice.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
That's nice.
That's nice.
All right, guys. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m.
George, what are you going to be drinking?
Good question. Don't know. Maybe I should go. I'm keen for tequila. Are you going to have tequila tomorrow night, TJ?
Yeah, brother. That's what I got right here, baby.
Let's do that.
Yeah, get on it. I mean, it is $50 a bottle, though.
So yeah, $50 a bottle. I gotta take a look at what's in the cupboard.
Why don't you see what Grace is having and have the same thing? That'd be cute.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Can we get you out of the house to go down to the bottle shop? Like, I want you. I know you don't like it, but it's more the experience and being able to tell us that you've done. You know, you had the bottle shop experience as a young man. What do you think?
Do it.
I don't know. What am I going to get?
Yeah, but that's
Crystal
the whole point.
Are we making Margies? Are we making
margaritas? I'm making Margies. I'm making frozen margaritas.
Really? Have you got a slushy machine?
Normal. No. Josh, all you need. You should do it too, JJ. You will love them. Get this shit from Dan's. Oh my God, it's like a strawberry daiquiri margarita mix. And you use ice, a blender, and also tequila. And dude, they're so yummy and naughty.
I feel like the red wine is a great, like it's the equivalent of you're having a Big Mac and I'm having a nice salad with a porterhouse steak. It's still, you know, it's a little naughty because there's the steak and it's got a bit of fat on it and things like that, but it is better for you. Don't you think that yours is junk?
Yeah, I mean, that is complete junk. I would never do this all the time. I'm going to have like your classic margarita, which I'll make, Cointreau, tequila, lime juice, ice, and some sugar syrup, but I'll just ditch the sugar syrup and shake it up. And
so Grace is saying G&T's. So a G&T is...
my favourite drink.
Gin and tonic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's gin, which is an alcohol, and then tonic, which is just tonic water.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you add lime. Cordial, like a colour to it or anything?
I don't think so.
Just lime.
I just want to clarify, Crystal, Amy's not really a big tequila fan. But she will love this. So she's on the tequila bandwagon. I find a loophole.
So that strawberry stuff, is that, that's not tequila. That's just cordial, isn't it?
That's just a mixer, like a strawberry flavored mixer.
It's cordial.
That you then make. Well, it's actually thicker than cordial, bro. It's worse for you than cordial. But Sevs, can you please get out the house and go down and try it? Like, just go for a little adventure. Go down to the bottle shop. Call Grace. Stay on the phone. What should I get?
Yeah, FaceTime it out.
Look how uncomfortable he is. Yeah, he's so good.
Well, it's the annoying thing is, no, he's pushing. The annoying thing is, you're not going to do it because we're asking you to do it, and that really pisses me off. Because how can we ask you anything? How, like, reverse psychology? Like, you're not fucking Bodhi. Can't we just say something without you pushing back?
Oh, but yeah, okay.
Now, what is it? Now, let's just go deep for a sec, as Craig would say. About to go deep. I mean, guys. Brace yourself. what's the issue?
I mean, I just can't be.
Is it that you can't be bothered, or you just it's?
There's. I mean, there's. I don't have a problem going to the bottle shop. I don't know. I just don't feel like doing it.
Yeah, you don't. You don't want to drink? Is that the thing?
No, I feel like it's just easier finding something at home than figuring out what to have at the shop life's and then not buying about, it and it not being good and then...
Oh, mate, it's easier to go to bed at 9 every night. You're not doing that. So life's not all about being easy.
Mate, if anything, I reckon creative shit isn't easy. Life isn't easy. It's the stuff that reaps reward isn't easy.
The best things aren't easy.
But you have a story from them. So you'd be like, I met this, like the guy at the bottle shop, he was on to me. He knew I was a fucking
amateur. I met this guy named John. He's now my best mate. I met him at Liquorland.
He's also an alcoholic. Liquorland.
So the pushback, just to deconstruct it, the pushback is just can't be fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
You do so much, but you're such a hard worker. You do so much on the show and all that sort of thing. This is, you just walked your fucking dog. This is easy.
To the park. Yeah.
And so is it the interaction with the people? If you knew that you could.
No, it's fine. I don't have a problem with the interaction because you're just, they're making a sale. There's nothing like, you're just going and buying something. Like, that's fine.
No, he said it was the bit about buying something that wasn't good. Doesn't have to be. Like, this is how you work out what's nice. It's like eating different foods. Mm. You haven't tried a whole bunch of foods that we've got you since to try, but you didn't even know you didn't like them. You just thought you didn't like them. So you might like the bottle shop experience.
Shannon's saying lean in 97, lean into the bottle shop. Grace says yes. Shannon says go and see Uncle Dan. He loves us all. That's who loves us, Uncle Dan, Mr. Murphy. Leah says it can be intimidating to go to the bottle shop for the first time, guys. Empathy for poor Sevs. No, I definitely do have empathy for Sevs. That's why we're talking about it. Yeah. Dan is
the full-on uncle because he's got so much to offer. He's got too much to offer almost. Yeah. Like, there's aisles and aisles. If you just go to your local, you know, Liquorland.
And there's a shithouse one on the corner anyway. Like,
yeah. And so...
Audi, mate. Go to Audi. Get a bottle from Audi.
Yeah,
Audi.
If TJ drops you off... Like, if you... if TJ dropped you off alcohol, Sevs, would that then... I know that's... Because I guess you've got different layers of problems right now. So there's the... Because I understand it too, right? Like, I don't like ordering... I haven't ordered a coffee in like four weeks. I've managed to get Bree to do it every single time. I just can't be fucked talking to anyone. So I understand the anxiety of going up, fucking talking to them. Do we need to be...
You don't have to talk to them, friendly? Though. You just...
Well, you do. You have to say... Like, We found a great little coffee cart on Smith Street. It's 300 metres from our place. The problem was, and I fucking do this stuff all the time, I got friendly with him and we took his photo. We took a photo and I said, oh, this for my series, I'll tag you on Instagram.
Oh, no.
And the thing was that the photo wasn't in focus. And so... Bree's pissed off because I said we can't go there anymore, so we have to go to another coffee shop because I just don't want to have to fucking be that guy.
I mean, I'm not going to have that problem. I'm not Crystal taking a said, photo with the...
Sevs, Crystal said that it's the only adventure club that you can actually do right now. It's actually so true. You're going for essential service. It's still open. It's a necessity for Friday night drinks. Just wind it down.
I understand it though. Nothing pissed me off more when I was younger and I didn't drink than everyone assuming that if you don't drink, there's something wrong with you, or that your fucking someone was an alcoholic or some shit like that, or pushing or saying, "Hey, you got to, mate, just drink." Is that the issue, Mace?
I mean, maybe a little bit. I don't mind it that much. Like, it's. I don't mind being pushed because I'll do what I feel like I want to do. But, yeah, I don't know.
So, what's the easy thing to do right now?
Not do anything.
What's the brave thing to do?
Go to the bottle shop.
Yeah, and is there any stupidity in that statement right there?
Michael Bungay Stan has never heard that answer. That was the right thing to do. Go to the bottle shop. Mate, this is the privilege that you have. Go watch a doco on fucking climbing one of those big fucking...
Free solo. Free solo.
Yeah, they're fucking... Like, think about those challenges and the brave thing. So for them, the brave thing is to, you know, try and fucking climb the rock. For you, you have to leave the house and go to Dan Murphy's.
Just to decide out of five different G&Ts which one you're going to buy.
And so I'm sure that Grace could give you the actual brand of the gin.
Yeah. And then we've thrown a lot at him this week, but this is probably the one I want him to do.
What else have we thrown at him?
Oh, do a TikTok, do this. You know,
oh, yeah, I'm still going to do that. No, I'm still going to do that TikTok.
Mate, I reckon it will happen after a G&T. Seriously. Yeah. Just kick-ons lead into TikToks. You know the combination. Alcohol and your phone equals TikTok.
But also, you might be less uptight if you drink.
Oh, definitely. Probably. Just be definitely. Chilling, I've witnessed it. I've witnessed it, guys. So have you.
But TJ, do you think that if you were doing your no alcohol, if you decide to do it in 2020 with everything that happened with coronavirus, do you reckon you would have thrown in the towel?
I was pretty focused. I was pretty onto it. I probably would have kept going with no alcohol last year. Mm-hmm. I was too focused. I was like, nah. I mean, I was out. Like, it's pretty tempting, dude, being in Los Angeles, being at a bar, and with you guys. Like, that was very tempting, very tempting. And I didn't do it.
I wonder if that happened in January. Different, because the thing was, it was like, when was that? November.
Different story. Different story. I don't know. I like to think that I could do it any time that I wanted to stop, because I did it for a year. That's a pretty good indication of my what do you call it?
Strength. Willpower.
Willpower. Yeah. But I've got to go. Otherwise, I'll get beaten. Mm-hmm. I've got to go pick up by Bodhi, not Amy. There's no domestic violence. It's just I was going to say child abuse, but. Abuse from a child. Nah, that's horrible. Bad timing. Anyway.
Great. I was going to say something. I can't remember. That sort of threw me.
I did wrap us up. Saying I got to run.
The email. Am I going? The email for the drinks. When's that coming out, Sevs? Jordan Michael Eddies has been blowing up now.
Jordan messaged. He replied to your story, Tommy. Just wondering when the link is coming, but it's coming tomorrow morning.
Okay,
amazing. I might do the show from home tomorrow. Is that going to piss you off?
Yeah.
As long as you've got all right internet, that's okay.
That'll be fine. Yeah, I think it's. I mean,
it's always a mute button. Oh, it's always a mute button.
Very. I know you got to go, very quickly. Fat Fridays tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow morning. Let's get some form of Easter egg and eat some chocolate. In the morning,
that's it. I don't think you can, dude. Because Sunday is the day you do.
You can do Easter. Fuck you want.
Easter eggs.
You can do whatever you want.
What do you mean?
I know you've. When do you?
Oh, I know when fucking Easter bunny's coming. But why do you think they sell them at the shop so you can buy them yourself?
Yeah. Look, I won't.
Are you serious? You wouldn't have. I feel like the week prior to Easter, I was asking Mum if I could eat Easter eggs for breakfast. At least in hot cross buns. Why don't we do that? Because I know there's a great idea. I think it's some frog, some like bakery
Wood Frog. But it won't be open tomorrow. Bakery. Won't be open.
Ah, fuck. Maybe we can go tonight.
You have to buy them tonight. Oh, no, they won't be. I can guarantee they won't be open tonight.
Okay, I'll just try.
They would have closed already.
Go to Coles. Woolworths. Anywhere.
It's a Daily Talk Show, thedailytalkshow.com/gronks if you want to sign up to be a VIP gronk, which does give you access to our Friday night virtual drinks and the infamous kick-ons where DJ JJ will be spinning tracks straight after the show. Otherwise, enjoy your Thursday night and we'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.